from Virginia Farm Bureau. This is Cattle Pulse. It's September 2025, and I'm Elijah Griles in Richmond, Virginia. On this episode, we'll look at the most recent cattle on feed numbers and discuss whether there are any signs of herd expansion. To get started, let's look at our feeder cattle futures contracts. The September contract is at $359.83 a hundredweight, up 6% from a month ago. The October contract is at $357.90 a hundredweight, up 6% from a month ago. And the November contract is at $356.15 a hundredweight, up 6% from a month ago. So as we can see, strength continues throughout the close contracts in the futures market. And while there have been some corrections and rallies, we have been relatively stable for the last couple of weeks in all three of these contracts. Let's first take a look at our August cattle on feed report to unpack what's going on in our national feeder cattle picture. There are lower cattle on feed numbers overall in this report, but the numbers were higher than the pre-report expectations. There were 10.9 million head on feed on August 1st of 2025, and that is 2% below August of 2024. Our placements of cattle on feed in July were 1.6 million head, which was 6% below August of 2024, and marketings of fed cattle in July were 1.75 million head, which is 6% below 2024. There's an article in the Southern Ag Today publication where Dr. David Anderson of Texas A&M and Dr. Josh Maples of Mississippi State look at the placements of cattle on feed in July. Interestingly, those were about 104,000 head below a year ago. Now, looking back in July of 2024, our imports of Mexican feeder cattle were about 128,000. What they note in this article is that if the border had been open, placements in July of 2025 might have actually been higher than last year. In that same vein, July of 2025 year-to-date cattle and feed placements, so from January through July of this year, have been 5.2% below or 643,000 head smaller than 2024. And through July, there have been 628,000 fewer feeder cattle imported from Mexico than in 2024. What that means is almost all of the decline in placements this year can actually be attributed to the border closure. This begs the question, where are all the U.S.-produced feeder cattle coming from to place in feedlots? The perspective presented by Dr. Anderson and Dr. Maples is that record-high calf prices are encouraging producers to sell now, pulling feeder cattle placements ahead. And it could be that some producers are also wanting to continue to sell heifers with prices that are incentivizing selling them now instead of waiting on future returns from their calves somewhere down the road. When we talk more about what our Virginia markets did in August, I think that we will see this trend being supported by the extremely high prices that feeder cattle are bringing in those markets. Now, Dr. Maples also notes that this is supported by the data we see from the National Feeder and Stocker Cattle Summary from the USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service, which shows weekly receipts for steers and heifers sold. Dr. Maples notes that looking at a 48-week moving average of national heifer and steer sales, heifers still represent almost 40% of those sales. While the share of heifers being sold has fallen from its peak of 41 to 42%, which it was at from 2022 to 2024, it does still remain above the 2015 levels that we saw for heifer sales when herd rebuilding was going on. This is despite the fact that steers being sold currently has been below 2015 levels since early 2024, and that's indicative of the tight total supplies that we're seeing for feeder calves. Now, all of this is to say the fundamentals of tight feeder cattle supplies continue, especially as the border to Mexico remains closed due to the new world screwworm. This puts our focus now on beef demand. We know that the supply picture is very tight and appears that it will continue to be so. No signs of herd expansion yet. We will keep an eye on those numbers. But looking on the demand side of things, the question is, what is the consumer willing to pay? The consumer's desire for beef is incredibly resilient. The all-fresh retail beef price is quickly approaching the $9 per pound mark. So that's our price, which is averaging all of our different cuts of beef available at the retail level. And it reached a record of $8.90 a pound in July of 2025, and that's up 9% from last year. Consumers seemed unfazed as we moved into the Labor Day holiday. We saw the box beef cutout topping $400. So that's at the packing level, the cutout for the beef, the different primal and retail cuts that it's being broken down into. The average price for that was over $400, which we hadn't seen since May of 2020. And so that last week of August leading up to Labor Day, we are over $400 yet again. We also see that imports are tracking higher, up 33% year to date from 2024. So all this points to consumer demand being incredibly resilient, and we've got those tight supplies leading to the extremely high prices that we're seeing at the markets. All of this is of little consequence, though, I know, if we do not have enough pasture and hay to be able to feed these animals through the winter. So let's look at our drought monitor. 72% of the state is abnormally dry. I'm sure you all are feeling that. I know we are here in Southside in Central Virginia. 28% of the far southern portions of Southside and the far western parts of the mountains and parts of Southwest do remain normal. And I know we just got a lot of good, slow, soaking rain over this past weekend. So hopefully that's going to help improve those pasture conditions as well as we move deeper into the fall. I know the temperatures have been a respite, hopefully for those cool season grasses, as well as helping the gains on some of your calves. The NOAA Climate Prediction Center September outlook shows equal chances of above or below normal temp statewide, with equal chances of above or below normal precipitation, except for the Tidewater and Eastern Shore, which has a 33 to 40% chance of above average precipitation for the month. It's time now to do the numbers for those 5-weight steers, medium and large one, at the 6 feeder cattle auctions that we track across the state. And goodness golly, me oh my, they are very, very strong this month. Every market went up, starting with Abingdon Tri-State. We were at $365.90 a hundredweight, up 0.04% from a month ago. Blackstone came in at $368.70 a hundredweight, up 2.4% from a month ago. Lynchburg was at $374.70 a hundredweight, up 3.1% from a month ago. Radiant was at $390, up 1.1% from a month ago. Shenandoah Valley came in at $390.10 a hundredweight, up 10.7% from a month ago. And Winchester broke the $4 mark with flying colors at $413.10 a hundredweight, up 8.2% from a month ago. That gives us a 6-market average of $383.80 a hundredweight, up 4.2% from a month ago. That is 38% above August of 2024 and easily exceeds our previous record of $374 a hundredweight, which we set back in June of this year. So incredible strength through these markets. We really do expect this, though, with the tight supply picture that we've seen painted all year, the continuing of the restrictions on the imports of feeder cattle from Mexico, strong consumer demand. I would expect a good fall. We do see a seasonal bump in August for these 5-weight steers that we're looking at, so it'll be interesting to see how the markets perform throughout the rest of the year. Thank you so much for joining us. Please email your questions or suggestions to me at elijah.griles@vafb.com, and we look forward to talking to you next month.